This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. A fatal boating accident at Lake Pueblo is under investigation by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports it's the second death at the lake recently.
A boat carrying three people overturned when high winds hit a popular part of the lake. Two adults were able to swim to shore. State and local emergency responders used high-tech equipment to search for the missing person. The body of that third adult was found about 23 hours later. No one in the boat was wearing a life jacket. Neither was a man who apparently drowned a few weeks ago while trying to help children struggling to swim in choppy water during heavy winds. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The suspect in Sunday's attack in Boulder is due back in court, and more state and federal charges could come this week. CPR's Allison Sherry tells NPR that so far authorities believe he acted alone.
He told them he'd been planning the attack for a year and that he told no one about it. He actually waited for his high school daughter's graduation and then did it. He had five children and a wife. He lived in Colorado Springs. He left them a journal and a phone with messages for them. And the feds on Monday say they've talked to 44 people, searched the house and digital devices, but we don't have much information about what they've found yet.
CPR's Allison Sherry. And Peyton Manning is joining the ownership group for the professional women's soccer team coming to Denver next year. In a statement, he says he's, quote, excited to help build a club that our city and our state can rally behind. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.